Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, this is Stars Cast, your host for tonight on our special night of a two-hour show from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll be doing our topic discussion on the supernatural, lots of good things, ghosts and goblins and witches and all that kind of stuff. And then as I connect with all the callers, I'll need an email address for you to get into the drawing for the prizes. We have lots of them. And Stars Caitlin Clare will tell us all about them in a moment. And so what I think I'm going to do right now is I'm going to welcome Stars Maya and Stars Caitlin Clare. We're waiting for Stars James, and we're also waiting for Stars Morningstar. But anyways, ladies, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, Stars Maya, why don't you start off? I've got callers coming. Go ahead, take it away. And as Stars James comes in and Stars Morningstar, I will connect them live with you, and we'll just continue on, okay?
Okay, this is Stars Maya, and welcome everyone to our spooky Halloween special. We're as always, we're glad to have you. And one of the traditions I think that most of us are familiar with in regards to Halloween is dressing up in costumes and portraying perhaps a side of ourselves or just doing a costume for fun. That's just one of the many traditions. And what I think is interesting, as you have four people in the same profession with different ideas and ideologies and a lot of different information to share, so it's kind of like we're all going to wear a costume and you get to hear a lot of different input from different people and their perspective. And so we're concentrating a little bit on the supernatural. And so I'll just start out by saying that for me, Halloween is not really affiliated with anything more than I grew up trick-or-treating, and that was what Halloween represented to me. Spiritually, as I've grown, I can see that it has a deeper spiritual meaning for a lot of other people. And so with that being said, since it's not, I have a lot to talk about as far as I've had a lot of personal experiences with the supernatural, and one in particular that I hope I'll get to share later in the show. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Stars Caitlin Clare, because I know that she has some specific things that are a little bit different than just dressing up and walking from home to home. So welcome, and over to you, Stars Caitlin Clare.
Oh, thank you, Stars Maya, and a merry meet, and Kay Mila Falta to you all on this blessed Samhain Eve, which is basically Irish for 100,000 welcomes, and this is a celebration for us. It is the Celtic New Year tomorrow, and it's the official beginning of winter in Ireland. The veil between the worlds is considered to be the thinnest during this time, and to celebrate Samhain is the time when we honor our ancestors, and we also honor the end of the harvest season. It is considered a major Sabbat for those who are pagan witches, and a very exciting time of year. We get to, play dress-up all throughout the year, and I certainly, are going to be donning my black pointy hat and my mala beads. But I have a lot more to talk about, the history of Samhain and, different things like divination rituals that were done and where trick-or-treating came from after, everyone gets a chance to say hello and introduce themselves.
Okay. Well, let's see. Do we have Stars Morningstar or Stars James with us yet?
Stars James is here.
Oh, welcome, Stars James. Well, we'll go ahead and go right on to you to go ahead and continue this exciting discussion.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, when it comes to Halloween, I somewhat have a pretty superficial take on Halloween. Not because I think it's a superficial time. I certainly appreciate the spiritual aspects of it, but you know, like you, Stars Maya, and growing up, it was always, you know, dress up, trick or treat, and also I was my younger years, I was very much a part of the evangelical Christian tradition, which always put a negative swing on the Halloween. And I've read a little bit about, and I can certainly appreciate the spiritual aspects and dimensions of the holiday. However, I personally, you know, it is a fun time for me to dress up, and I don't really have any specific rituals other than, you know, pumpkin carving, and but it's more of a tradition that it's kind of a superficial tradition for me. It's not based in superficial history, but for me, it's more of that's what you do this time of year, and drink hot apple cider, and you know that sort of thing. So, I guess that's my introduction. Thank you.
Okay. So, I guess this is Stars Maya speaking, and I guess we're kind of on the same page that, you know, we both kind of see it more as superficial. It doesn't have significant meaning, or it didn't for me growing up. But one thing I would like to mention, again, being in this profession, and we're constantly evolving as humans anyways, and being in this profession, I think our evolution process or spiritual awareness, enlightenment, just becomes increased because we're working, and most of us are seeking more knowledge and more ways to branch out. And that being said, I do have to say that over the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, I have felt the energy from the different sources and the different rituals, rites, and meanings that Halloween does represent. And I know for me personally, I always see light and dark. I feel that I am of the light, and I relate personally. Again, what I find so fascinating is that we're all different. There's no right or wrong way to be here. It's just different ways of looking at things, and we hope that our listeners can take what feels right and resonates with them and enjoy listening to all the other things. So for me, the light resonates always with God, and I do believe that there's a dark side, and I feel like for humans, we develop this caricature of the devil, this, you know, red person with horns and a pitchfork, and I feel like that's just kind of an icon. I don't necessarily associate negativity or evil with this one particular person. I think that and feel that negativity and evil and darkness just comes from a negative source, and the energy builds like a, you know, a thunderstorm might build, or a cloud of dust, or, you know, how a snowball will roll down. As it rolls down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger, so more power is given. So I will say that although I do feel my personal connection to Halloween is somewhat superficial, I have found myself becoming more aware of the other worlds, the other dimensions, and the other rites of passage, rituals. There's so many. My mom called it Beggar's Night, and what she shared with us is that when she was growing up, that it was called Beggar's Night, that you went out and begged, and for some people, they were literally begging for food. They were begging for an apple, you know, they were begging for a slice of bread. Their needs were so great, and of course, she grew up in the Depression, or just shortly after, so she definitely came from a time where she, you know, a slice of bread could mean life or death to someone. So let's check now to see, again, this is Stars Maya, and let's see if Stars Morningstar has joined us yet. I'm going to take that as a no, and so I'm going to go ahead and then move on back to Stars Caitlin Claire.
It's interesting what you had to say about trick-or-treating. This is Stars Caitlin Clare. In medieval Ireland, it was called mumming, and that's where trick-or-treating comes from. It's literally going door-to-door in costume and you would recite verse in exchange for food. And mummers were primarily beggars. These were very poor people. And it was a great time because they would get a lot more things to eat, because it's considered lucky to give food away, be generous during this time, share your harvest. And also even, you know, going as far as, you know, leaving a little food outside your front door before you go to bed is considered a very lucky thing to do during Samhain, Halloween, whichever you call it. There's also a ritual regarding the bonfires, which they're really made to mimic the sun and kind of give thanks for, you know, the harvest. This is the time when the farmers would move their cattle from the winter pasture, you know, back down, you know, closer to the home. And it would be considered very lucky to attend one of these big community bonfires where people would celebrate the new year, and everyone would bring an ember back and put it in and relight their own hearth fire at home and reflect on, you know, the evening's ritual or, you know, spiritual significance. And that was done as a symbol to unite the entire family, which I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, is associated, you know, with a holiday like Halloween. It really is, I guess, in the Celtic pagan sense, a sense of really honoring your family.
Okay. Well, yeah. So it, like we said, there's so many different meanings and so many ways of celebrating or recognizing this holiday. There, you know, I mean, there's just a myriad of ways. And so do you have any personal stories that, like of the supernatural or paranormal that stand out particularly in your mind? This is Stars Maya speaking, Stars Caitlin Clare, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. I have quite a few of them. I used to get in quite a bit of trouble as a, you know, very young girl doing things like seances. And I was about 8 years old, and it was after my grandmother died. And this is during the very early 70s, so life was a lot different back then. and I started to feel things that I hadn't quite felt before. If I would walk into, let's say, she had this favorite room where she could look out over these trees, and it was this, you know, her room. Nobody else came in this room without invitation. And I was able to smell her, and I was able to feel her there, and it was such a comfort after she had died. Well, that never really went away. You know, years later, I was still able to have that experience and got very, very interested in, you know, the supernatural and paranormal, you know, much to my mother's horror. You know, I was raised in a very strict Irish Catholic household, period. When I was 13, I almost got thrown out of boarding school for doing a seance. And this was a very, very haunted place, way up in the wilds of even north of where I am in California. In 17 miles outside of a place called French Gulch. And I got a bunch of kids together, and I dabbled and did a seance, and it worked. There were a number of Indian burial grounds. We used to find arrowheads all the time up there. And there were local legends about a woman in red that would walk down the highway, and I wasn't the only one who saw her, but, you know, it certainly went invited, and you got a bunch of, you know, young teenagers together, you know, I could see a few spirits taking, you know, opportunity to be mischievous, if nothing else. Nobody got hurt, but a lot of kids got very, very scared. They weren't my friends anymore, and I almost got thrown out of school.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
My mother was not pleased.
No, I can imagine.
Private boarding school, and I'm the one at 13 that does the seance. And it didn't stop from there. Then I began to study.
And so
very apparent that I was an empath and that I had a knack for this world.
Right, right.
And this lifestyle and this entire life, and that this was my path. And, you know, I couldn't be happier now, but I certainly had my growing pains when we're learning about these things, and certain experiences that happen can be, you know, very scary and overwhelming.
Yes, yes. This is Stars Maya, and I agree. And I feel like there's been a lot of us that, you know, this is our life calling, but in realizing that, we've dabbled in things or made some mistakes or, you know, especially... the generation now, I think, is a lot more open to spirituality and psychics and,
right.
and all that, whereas 20 years ago, or even for myself going back, I graduated high school in 77, so that's a long time ago. At that point, at that time, if you were to bring up anything, seances, you would not be the popular girl at school, let's put it that way. That was,
no,
you know,
that was my experience, too. It was awful.
Yeah, yeah. So you learned, so I think my biological father was a Baptist minister, but he was actually pretty open, and I believe that he saw things the way that I did, and he attributed whatever was going on with me, which he didn't understand, he attributed to somehow being connected with God and angels. So I won't say that he encouraged me, but when I would say as a young child, Brother Smith is coming, you better put on some coffee. After a couple times, guess what? He put on the coffee. He never said too much, but he never berated me or questioned me. He just accepted it was a part of me. So I feel very fortunate that I had that foundation that I was not, especially, we were Southern Baptists, and some of them can be really, really, pretty much everything is fire and brimstone, and I wasn't raised that way. So once again, I'd like to check and see if Stars Morningstar has joined us yet. And when she does, maybe someone can cut in. And before I share my story, Stars James, what about you? Do you have any particular or interesting stories, personal stories that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, actually. I was going to talk about, and I'll just briefly share this one. After my brother had passed away, I was probably about 7 years old at the time, and that was probably my first supernatural or spiritual encounter. It was just a few days after that, and the family didn't really know how to grieve over that type of situation, and I had an experience where it was almost like he filled the room, but then I saw him at the end of my bed, and I was fine after that. And I've always felt kind of an intrinsic connection to spirit since that moment, and I think it was one of the pinnacle moments of my own spiritual path, even at such a young age. But I just briefly share about that one because, as Stars Caitlin Clare was talking about the seance and all of that, I had a memory pop up, and I think it's kind of even a little bit more interesting. When I was younger, I was probably about 14, 15 years old. I watched something about automatic writing. I saw something, maybe ran across it in a book. I'm not sure exactly how I came across it, but I figured I would sit down and I would just start, just start writing. And I did. And I was like, is anybody want to come forward? And what kind of connection or what do you want to say today? And I wrote several pages, and it was all about the same person who apparently had lived in the house that I grew up in. And that's where I was doing this automatic writing. And my mom had found it, and being very evangelical Christian, it was like, oh, this is terrible, this is evil, and all of that. But I went back through, and the person who owned our house previously, I didn't know this, was the founder of the city that I grew up in. Also, like everything that I had written down in there, I was able to go through because there was history available about him living in that particular house and being kind of one of the founders of the small little village that became the city, and all of that information was there, and I had written it down before I had any knowledge of it. So that's kind of my first unique spiritual or supernatural encounter. That's more along the lines of maybe a seance or something like that. I personally, when it comes to Ouija boards and seances, and I've never really felt drawn to it. I don't really judge it either way because it's something that I really haven't done at all. And just have never in my life felt really drawn to it. I'm interested because I'm interested in spiritual things, but never so far as to just do it myself. So So that's my take on the seances and Ouija boards and all of, you know, that sort of thing. But that was my automatic writing experience, which it's interesting because I'd never tried it again after that because I was reprimanded so harshly by my family about it that I just never did it again. So.
And that, you know, Stars James, I appreciate this. This is Stars Maya sharing that because one thing that I think that was a wonderful point that you made for our listeners, I've always felt that children, their, if you want to call it their veil, their third eye, their connection to spirit can be so strong when they're young because they don't have the social mores, they don't have the social pressure of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. So if you're listening to our show tonight and you have a child that is having what appears to be supernatural or paranormal experiences, before you get harsh or judge that child, give them a chance to experience that, validate their feelings and their experiences, and try to balance it out and realize that, especially with the universal changes that we've talked about before on our show and everything that's going on in today's world, I feel that more and more people are realizing that they have, you know, we all have intuition, we all have gifts of some sort, but we're so oppressed, I think, by society, more so, you know, 20 or 30 years ago than now. So it's a good thing that you brought that up, because that right there, that bad experience that you had, and that is such an amazing experience, you know, good ghost writing, and I am familiar with that, and it's so amazing, and here you were so accurate that you actually channeled this person, and yet, you know, you had to walk away with a negative feeling because your parents didn't understand, and usually that's caused by fear. I think we can all agree on that. We fear the unknown or what we don't understand. So parents out there listening, you know, pay attention and maybe try to be a little bit more open with your kids, because my experience has been, I know I had experiences as a very young child. I remember some of them, and some of them are memories that are retold to me. But I was just very fortunate, I think, that I grew up the way that I did and that I wasn't judged harshly, even though, you know, like I said, we were all the generations. I grew up on the Kentucky-Virginia border, and so West Virginia, I should say. And, I mean, that was a coal mining town, and, you know, I mean, they were very steeped in religion. So what I'd like to share a very scary story since it's Halloween. And as far as the Ouija boards and the seances, I always felt very cautious on that. Like you said, Stars James, I never judged people that did it. It just, for me, I just never got a good feeling about it, so I moved in different directions. But I moved out of the neighborhood about 2 weeks before I was going to start high school, and my mother moved, myself and a brother 2 years younger than me and a sister that was 10 years younger than me. We moved into a house, and she had a fiance, and he purchased the house. And it was an old stone house, and we moved completely away from all our friends and where we were. Anyways, there was a lot of construction going on because what they were doing is taking the basement and making a room for me. And the very first night that my mother and us kids stayed there, her fiancé didn't generally stay there during the night. He stayed in the city. And this is suburbs outside of Chicago where I went to high school. The very first night that we stayed there, she came and got me and said she heard sounds. And so when I went up to her room, my room was downstairs in the basement. There was a lot of construction. The house had been abandoned and for sale for quite a long time. And none of the neighbors seemed to know much about the people that lived there. So the very first night, so I went upstairs into her room, which was right under my room, and you could hear thrashing around. What it sounded like is either a very large animal or a person. There was a huge crawl space, almost tall enough to stand up in. The noises got so loud, and then there were steps, and you could literally hear someone walking up and down the steps. It got so loud and so disturbing that my mother and I called the police. And that was the beginning of a 18-month journey for me, or longer, of being, I can't even tell you things that went on. The police were involved. Several police reports were filed, and they even did a setup at my house twice. What they thought is they thought that someone was stalking me. For example, I would be gone, and I would come home, and I would find my room in shambles. I would find gifts like old antique watches, old pieces of jewelry, very, very vintage pieces. And the way my room was set up in the basement, it had one of those old-fashioned basement windows. And we even boarded that up because the police suggested that someone might be breaking in. So I was aware that I had some spiritual gifts, but that scared me so badly that I immediately withdrew from those gifts and didn't understand what the correlation was. Now that I'm older, of course, I can look back and I can logically look at it. But, yeah, the police actually did stakeouts twice and came and stayed at the house because they heard the people walking up and down the steps. They heard noises. It got to the point where the second night that they allowed me to have a friend spend the night, you could literally hear something growling, and it was not of this world. It was not an animal. They could find no traces of any animal. And shortly after the last of all these occurrences came, a police officer came to our door dressed in his everyday clothes, and he said, "I could get fired for this." But he said, "Here's a card," and he gave us a card, and it was a card of a medium. And we did call her, and she helped us to resolve to a point. But I ended up moving out of that house when I was 17 years old, and I never felt afraid again. And the fear that I felt in that home was just absolutely, and anyone that stayed there, too, would hear someone walking up and down the steps would hear these just unearthly moans and groans and growls. I mean, it was really a very, very scary experience is the best way. I was terrified. I would feel the covers being moved. I would feel someone breathing on my neck at night. And, you know, it took a while. This went on for about 18 months, and it took a while, I think, for my mom to really believe me. I think she thought maybe I was just scared from that first night, but she ended up believing me. And so that has stayed with me. And the last thing I will say about it is I had decided that I was going to write a book about this because there's a lot of details that, of course, I can't get into with our time frame here. But I thought it would make for a good book because it was true, and if someone wanted to validate the information, all the police reports and everything would be easy to validate. But as I started to write the book, I started to have a lot of negative feelings. You know, I have spirits around me all the time, but they're usually very helpful or benevolent or neutral energies, and they don't threaten me, they don't harm me, they don't frighten me. I'm fine to share my space with them as long as they're not encroaching. But in writing this book, about a third of the way into it, I began to experience things that I felt were negative, and I felt that I had possibly opened a door to that same energy, whatever that was. It was definitely dark. It was negative. So if you want to say that it came from the devil, or you want to say that it was just something negative, or if it was a mass of energies, possibly. But anyways, that's my one big experience in life. And after that, I learned to accept my gifts and to control them, and it set me out on my path and my journey so that I could be where I am today. So that's my Halloween story, and so I'll turn it over to you. And sorry if I took too much time on that. Go ahead, Caitlin Claire.
Wow, Stars Maya, I tip my hat to you because after some of the experiences I have had, And I've been mentored by a few people over the years. I've been very, very fortunate that way. There's a reason why I don't work as a medium. And I've seen some of what you've described, and I had just gotten out of a really nasty, you know, relationship when I was about, you know, 19, 20 years old, and I'll never forget this one night. I just moved into this apartment in Hollywood, California. I think there were blood stains on the floor. I didn't care. I wanted out of this abusive relationship so bad, I took any place, first place that took my money, I moved in, which is probably a mistake. But I just remember, if you've ever read Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart, he makes mention to being so afraid that your soul groans, that kind of fear. And this happens when my entire bedroom filled up with a impenetrable darkness, blackness. And I think as a younger child, I probably did, you know, open the door a crack or two, maybe more than a crack or two. So I don't know if it came from that or if it just came from this residual energy from, you know, this horrible relationship that I had come out of. But I learned in that night, and I had to deal with this thing all night, and I had to realize that, you know, a part of me held this and that this was manifest. And I got real spiritual after that when I saw how dark darkness can really be and how fully encompassing it can be to where your soul groans, that there is no escaping this. There is no prayer you can say. There is nothing, because trust me, I was praying to God, the Virgin Mary, and anybody else who would listen, and that was my dark night of the soul, but it was very much manifest. You could see this. So it left no marks on the wall, and I wasn't burning any candles that would, you know, contribute to any of that. But it was after that I got heavily into shamanism and astrology, and eventually that led me, you know, to, you know, a pagan and then a Buddhist path. And at the age of 24, I had completely devoted myself to my spiritual path and to the goddess and became a high priestess. And I'm grateful for that, but I will never forget that dark night of the soul, and I have never experienced anything like that since, but that is definitely my, you know, scariest story.
And those experiences, this is Stars Maya. Caitlin, thank you for sharing that story, but from one person to another, those are things, like you said, the groaning of the soul, they are... It's difficult to explain to a listener who hasn't gone through something, and most people, you know, that have interactions with paranormal or the supernatural activity aren't going to have anything quite as strong as what we experience, but it is such a terrifying, and there's no control, like you said. I mean, I come, as I said, I'm a very firm believer in God. I put my faith in God, and I feel that He... You know, I personally feel that He controls the divine and that light overpowers darkness. But during those days that I lived in that home, I had no refuge. I mean, our home should be our refuge, just like when you moved in, you sought refuge there from
the
relationship, and only to find out that whatever the mix, and, you know, years later when I look back, I would agree that I had some part of it, even though it may not have been intentional. There was still a part of me, and I think it was my spiritual awakening. I also think that it was my age. I think, I don't know, we'll see what Stars James thinks about that, but I know from my work in my paranormal group that we often find paranormal activity. There's several triggers or portals, if you will, but one of them is the teenage years, just, I think, mm-hmm. the hormones, and more so I found with females. I don't know if you feel that might be true. I feel that contributed to this, and I also feel there's residual energy, like Sars James shared with us about his ghostwriting experience. Definitely home and construction. I think whatever went on in that home, and, you know, later on I researched and I did find a little more information. But whatever went on in that home that I lived in for a couple of years, something was attached there. So it was a combination. And with you, I would say it sounds like it was a combination, perhaps that you had done some things earlier that had opened some doors that you didn't mean to open, and then the relationship, which brings me to a topic of, you know, we have superstitions and we have curses, spells, we have the good ones, we have the bad ones, and so maybe we could move along and see, I guess we'll go over to Stars James and see if he would like to make a comment on what the story that you just shared and what he would like to have to say about curses, spells, superstitions, and so on. So Stars Maya, turning it over to Stars James.
Hey, this is Stars James. There's a lot of topics on the table right now. Okay, first of all, I just wanted to say to both of your stories, you know, I've certainly had the dark night of the soul experience, and you know, it was a part of my life, and it was associated with interpersonal human experience, not supernatural or you know, paranormal type experience. In my life, I haven't really experienced, you know, the things that go bump in the night, or you know, I've had profound supernatural experiences, some of them scary, but none of them dark. Personally, I've never really experienced that. I did want to share, though, because it was probably the scariest, I don't want to say scary, it was the most frightening at the time moment in my spiritual journey. And it was related to the dark night of the soul that I was going through in my personal life. I was being accused of having an affair with a woman at my church, and the man who was accusing me, her husband, started, you know, spreading rumors about me. And I mean, it was just this tumultuous experience where, you know, there was a possibility that I would be kicked out of ministry, and I mean, it was just very, very destructive type situation. And then, because of what was happening, he committed suicide because he was so convinced that was happening. And it was a very dark experience for me, but not a supernatural experience. But that kind of lays the groundwork of where I was at. And come to find out, he was the one having the affair, and that was probably, he was just projecting that onto me because he couldn't face it himself, which that's, to me, that now, I mean, that was just his way of trying to handle it, and obviously he couldn't. But I did have a very supernatural experience associated with that situation. After he had committed suicide, probably a few days after, I was just, you know, meditating and just kind of centering myself and trying to figure out, you know, like what direction to go. I felt lost. You know, I really felt like everyone in the whole church was going to blame me, and I was kind of putting the onus and the responsibility on myself as well. And this is the only time in my life that anything like this has happened to this degree. But I was transported. I was in my room meditating, and I was in a completely different place, and I was in the presence of the largest entity I've ever experienced in my life, and it was an angel. And I wasn't scared at first. It wasn't really frightening at first. But then the angel said, "I will share with you my power." And it started out, it was this really nice breeze, and I felt really comfortable and really, you know, like this was this wonderful, happy experience that I was having. And then the breeze turned into, you know, this wind, which kind of increased to almost like torrential type wind. And it got to the point where I was completely immobilized by the power that was on me at the time. And I was just, I couldn't move. And it was very frightening, very scary. And then after that, it just stopped, and I was back in my body and back, you know, back right in the place. And I knew that the angel was right there in my room. I didn't really see it, but I could feel it. And then I heard that this is the power this is the power that you have available to you that will overcome all of this. Focus on love. And that was what I heard. Even though the experience was very frightening, it was really to get me refocused, not on what, because I know I wasn't having an affair. I knew what was going on in my life. It wasn't, you know, I was not contributing in a negative way to their experience. It just happened to be for him that, you know, he couldn't get over what he was doing, so he had to project it on someone else, and that actually led to destruction for him. So that's my story. That's my supernatural story that does have, I mean, it's not scary like Halloween scary, but it was certainly frightening for me at the time, and I've never experienced anything, and I have not experienced anything since then. I do want to mention about curses. First of all, when it comes to curses, I believe that, you know, we can certainly be influenced by energy, you know, in things that are thrown at us. You know, and even when things affect me, I try to make sure that they don't affect me, you know, for long periods of time. I try to keep that on a very short leash. I don't believe that curses can really attach themselves to you long term unless you allow them, unless you allow yourself to kind of tap into that negative energy or allow that negative energy to be around you. You know, it really can just be taking that negative energy, and if you know where it's coming from, sending love, and if you don't know where it's coming from, still sending love to that particular individual or that, you know, wherever the source of that negative energy comes from. It usually satiates that. Things like energies like Christ consciousness, love, joy, peace. Those are higher vibrational frequencies. So the negative energies that are associated with, you know, things like curses and that sort of thing, don't really, for me anyways, in my experience, I've never really had that, felt like that could really stay around me long term. It can certainly affect me short term, like maybe for a few hours a day if it comes at me and it's unexpected. So that's my idea on curses. And then what were the other topics? There were several topics there that you threw out.
Well, that's just kind of my ADD coming through, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the one that I primarily latched onto. So, I think I feel comfortable just, you know, passing if anyone else has anything to add about the curses or anything, my angelic experience.
Okay, well, this is Charles Meyer. I did want to ask you a question because I found it a bit of a conundrum. So I wanted to just question you if I might. And it's mm-hmm. it's not an inquest or anything.
No, absolutely.
I learn from everyone when we have our discussions. And I thought it was interesting that you used the term angel. And for me, that brings about an automatic feeling of peace and joy. Miracles, saving, guidance, all that. But yet, as you told the story, you became frightened, and it feels like you said you couldn't move, and you had a frightening experience. And for me, that kind of contradicts an angelic energy or spirit. So do you feel that it was because this angel was teaching you a lesson? Or do you feel that this angel was not the same type of angel that I'm referring to? I just wanted to clarify.
Sure. Actually, I think it is very much so the type of angel that you're referring to, because ultimately from that experience, even though the experience itself was very frightening at the time, I did not leave. I did not get up after that experience and feel frightened I probably had the most peace that I ever had. What was happening in my life at the time is I was projecting where I was going to be in my life onto other people, on all of these people who were judging me about his death, even though that was not necessarily true, because other people found out that he was having an affair as well. But, you know, I just felt like I was not, first of all, I was not in control of my destiny and of where God was taking me. And then even so much so as to say, I didn't feel like God was in control either, or the divine was in control either. And so what happened in that very frightening experience was really God saying, expressing the representation of power that was, you know, is supporting me, and that, you know, I was relying on a much lower frequency or a much lower perspective, and I wasn't necessarily allowing myself to surrender, you know, some of the experiences that I was having, the fears. A tremendous amount of fear was lifted that day. But I think for me, at the where I was at, it really took that much effort or that much interaction at the time for me to jolt myself out of the energy that I was in. Because
okay,
it was such...
Right. Now, that makes perfect sense. So it was a show of power because you needed to see that in order to become a different person and follow your true path. It wasn't a show of power in the sense of, you know, ha-ha, this is what I can do to you. It was more to energize you and to lift you beyond what I would call our ego self, our external self, and then our core and spiritual self, which is our true self. That's the way that I refer to the two differences. And a lot of people act on that external level, and they don't reach down into that deeper, that truer sense of self where brotherhood and love of nature and such comes from. So that makes complete sense, Stars James, the way that you explained it. And I get it now. I see
okay.
what you mean. And wow, what a great experience. And, you know, I'm sure that you, at that time, you needed something that powerful to get you from point A to point B. Would you say
absolutely.
That's probably true? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to. I mean, you know, just dealing with someone who, because I was close to the family, I was very close to the family and very close to him. In fact, a few years prior, he got into a car accident, and I was, you know, I spent time at their house taking care of them and taking care of him specifically because his wife worked out of town. And so I got very close with the family. And so the whole experience for me, the only thing that would have shaken me out of that was the demonstration of power. And it wasn't a manipulative thing because ultimately the message that I got from that wasn't that there's power being lorded over me, but there was power inside of me that was available that I was not accessing. Because
right.
it came
you,
in a place
that?
Of, right. Yeah, it came into
yeah,
a place
that.
Of interest. From a place of introspection, and that's where I had the angelic encounter.
Okay, right. So it was showing you what you could tap into, that those powers, and again, you know, we all come from different beliefs, and again, you know, this is Stars Maya. There is no right or wrong. There's not any of us here or any of the experts that are found on Stars Psychics that are wrong or, you know, no, that's not true, that's not the right way to do it. There is, you know, that's the wonderful thing I feel about the spiritual realm, the supernatural, and the paranormal, is that it's open to interpretation. And there's many, many venues and many avenues, many ways, many paths to take. And, you know, as long as we're all coming from a place of light, and I know that all of us here today are, we're all really on the same path. We just may, you know, Stars Caitlin Clare may stop this. Smell the tree, you may stop for the beautiful race car, and who knows what ADD Maya will stop for. Probably the stray dog that needs rescuing. So let's go ahead and move. I'm assuming Stars Morningstar hasn't joined us. I haven't heard anything. So I guess we're on to you. We have probably about another 15 minutes, and then we'll need to move to our caller, so I'm just giving everyone a heads up so that anything important that, you know, or was neglected that you wanted to say, be sure and get it in, and we'll go ahead and move on to Stars Caitlin Clare.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be me if I didn't have an astrology chart, and I just wanted to point out a few quick things. This is an extremely psychic time right now going on in the zodiac. We have Neptune.
Hello?
Hello?
She just cut out. Are you there, Stars James?
I am here, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was me that got cut out or if it was Caitlin.
No,
Carter,
she
so.
Got no, this is Stars Cast. She got cut off. That's the second time. So she will call back. She's probably mad because she's just getting into the really good stuff. So let's hold on. Let me see. I don't know why she got disconnected. It's just all on her own. So these things happen. Stars Morningstar kept getting a busy signal. She could not get through again, but she is in the chat room. She wanted me to announce that, so it's kind of good that I'm in. We have a lot of callers tonight for reading, so that's good. If we do it like about 8 or a little thereafter, it can be even 8:15, it doesn't matter, whatever all of you would like to do. I need everybody's email address if they want to get into the drawing. And for those of you in the chat, and I know you're listening, if you want to get in the drawing for some really nice prizes, you need to call in. And that number is 347-838-9736. And I'm sure you'll find the prizes to be wonderful. And some of it is with some of my stars, and the site is donating 3 sets of 20 minutes, and so it's a good thing. So I don't know where she is. She hasn't come back yet, but I bet you any money she's trying. And so I guess maybe the two of you can just carry on until I see her come on, and then I'll break and let you know when she's on. How about that?
Okay, and did I understand you that you said Stars Morningstar is on now?
She's in the chat room. She's not. She couldn't get in. She couldn't call in.
Okay.
But she
all
is
right,
in the chat room. She is in the chat room, and we've got a lot of people in there. We've got Stars Priestess Candy, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Phoenix, Stars Morningstar, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 7 guests in the room, and they're promoting calling in, and it's really a great evening. So the two of you go ahead, carry on. I'm going to watch for her. Also, I want to mention, Stars Priestess Candy would like to call in, if it's okay, to interact with a story. She would like to tell one of her stories, if that's okay with the two of you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, I'll ask her to call in now. And Go ahead, James.
I was actually just thinking, have we went over what the prizes are yet? Do people know what they're calling in for?
No. Caitlin was going to do that. Actually, I can go over that and tell you what we're going to have here and the scheme of
things. I think that would be
lovely. We've got, yes, I have also, you know, I have the 3 sets of 20-minute readings offered by Star Psychics. We have a picture or a pet mini reading. We have a past life reading, a tarot life reading. We have an amethyst strength set. We have a couple of 10-minute readings. We also have a candle, an unscented cinnamon or gardenia. We have a past life reading. And let me see what else. I guess I've gone through it all. And we also have a floral reading done. I don't think I did that. That's the 10-minute reading. All the readings are going to be email readings because I would have to put 10 minutes into the user account. And I want to make sure all of you that have donated these prizes, you know, get to connect with everybody. Okay, I see some callers now. So let me get this caller, and the two of you go ahead, take off and do the show, and let me go see who's calling in. This might be Caitlin.
Okay, will do. Okay, so this is Stars Maya speaking, and I'd like to touch base on, since Halloween, you know, kind of represents the spooky side of life for a lot of us, I would like to touch a little bit on curses and spells. I come from a place, and again, that doesn't mean that I'm right and someone else is wrong. So I really want to reiterate that this is an open discussion and that all beliefs are accepting, and I'm accepting of all beliefs. But obviously, I'm going to share my personal beliefs as Stars James and Stars Caitlin Clare are going to do. I believe that we can manifest and attract into our life positive or negative energy, and that we can get caught up in a cycle, and that can be positive or negative. If we're in debt and we're constantly sitting around thinking, I'm in debt, I can't pay my bills, we're sending out to the universe, to God, to Creator, to Goddess, whatever your belief is, we're sending that message, and so like a boomerang, it's going to be returned to us. Instead, if we have faith, first and foremost in ourselves and in our higher being, Creator, God, for me that is God. For other people, they follow a completely different line of belief. So if we have total faith and we look at the laws of attraction, which I believe are very important, and I also wanted to touch on what Stars Caitlin Clare said. I just wrote a blog, and I feel that November is going to be one of the highest spiritual months for the average person. I mean, it'll probably be for us as well, but just for the average person, it's a month that you really want to pay attention. So my take on spells and curses, I come across this a lot, and I don't see how one person can say, okay, well, I can do a love spell or I can do a prosperity spell, but curses don't exist. Because in my world, in my worldview, you know, light, you know, we don't have light without darkness. We don't have the sun without the moon. We don't have wet without dry, and we don't have cold without warm. So I feel that if someone believes that a spell can be cast that can override the free will of another person, then you also have to take that same belief and believe that a curse can be placed upon you. And like what Charles James touched on, a lot of it is your state of mind and what you're going to allow. I actually believe that a lot of the things that we see that the scientific world calls genetics, such as cancer and most especially addiction and addictive type behavior, I feel that's generational curses. And what let me just touch on that just a little bit so that no one gets the wrong impression. I'm not saying that there was someone in a pointed hat that was stirring a pot and taking locks of hair and doing all kinds of things. But somewhere along the way, something went wrong within that generation, and that negative energy was passed down generation to generation. And I feel that those, what I call family and generational curses, that DNA, emotional DNA patterns, I feel they can be altered and that we can do that spiritually. And although I'm a firm believer in counseling when needed, traditional face-to-face counseling, I feel it's an essential tool for many people, and I recommend it quite a bit to many clients. I also would like to suggest to our listeners, if you feel, if your life has been, if you're sitting back and you're a client that or a person that says, you know, I feel like I've just always had bad luck. I just, things never work out for me. Come see us, because chances are we can work with you. I would put that under the heading of a combination of a generational curse, something that occurred back in your family that was passed down, just like blue eyes or long legs or beautiful legs or whatever, or being a bigger gal or being a smaller guy, whatever. I feel it was passed down, but I feel we can all, we have the ability as spiritual healers to alter that. And a lot of it is just changing that record that's playing that we're not even aware of because it's subconscious. And just for the record, I believe that prayers and manifesting and staying true to what we want to draw into our life, we will, and that I do not believe that anyone but God, which I recognize as our creator, has the ability to change the free will of another person. So when it comes to, oh, I can bring your lover back in 5 minutes, I don't buy into any of that. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Stars James. I thought I heard him snicker, so I'm not sure what that is.
Did anyone hear anything that I had to say before blogcast?
No. No. Why don't you go?
And also, I have Stars Priestess Candy not live on the air, but she's waiting to tell her little story. But go ahead, Caitlin. You got it.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. I just wanted to say again that as far as spell work, the people with the curses and curse removal and all that. As far as, family, generational stuff, I believe that's karma. And since we bring our soulmates with us, we all share in each other's karma and are supposed to work together to get over it. People with the curses and the removing for, the big bucks, don't buy it. Don't buy it at all. Things only have power over you if you allow it. Dabbling in these things are bad. I've had to clean up quite a few messes in my day, and I mentor quite a few, on this path, and always tell them, when you're ready, you take the next step. But until then, you need to know what you're doing first. And, people cannot do spells for you. They can, teach you. And I'll post on the blog a very simple prosperity spell that anyone can do. Cost you $2 at Safeway. And this is one that I do for myself. When it's a new moon going into a full moon, a great time to do that. So I'll leave it at that.
Oh, don't leave it at that. I would really like to, I apologize. I didn't mean to just interrupt like that. This is Stars James. I really wanted to hear what you had to say astrologically, because we kind of missed all of that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, sure.
If you don't mind, I mean, if we have time and you don't mind, I really gain a lot of wisdom and insight when you're able to share that stuff. So I would really like to hear what you had to say.
Oh, well, thank you, Stars James. And, I'll make it short but sweet. We do have Neptune in our 12th house, which indicates the house of that which is hidden. And we have a trine, which is a positive degree going to our karmic north node. This is, you know, the qualities that we want to bring out on ourselves and our strengths in our eighth house. And that represents the death and beyond. And when we're looking at things like supernatural and paranormal stuff and psychic stuff, we're looking at the 12th house and the 8th house, and we're looking to Scorpio, and we're looking to Pisces. And with the sun literally sitting right on top of the north node, I mean, there are 0 degrees between them. They are kissing cousins right now. We have psychic energy that's enhanced with a great opportunity to connect to the past. So if you want to honor your ancestors, or if you wanted to get, like, you know, a mediumship reading, connect with your blessed dead, this is a great time to do it, and it'll be a positive experience. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, your roof cracking in half, or, you know, something going boom in your basement. This is a good time to connect with spirit.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to hear that too. This is Stars Maya, and thank you, Stars Caitlin Claire, because I knew you would need to get your astrology out, and like Stars name, I know nothing about it. And it's interesting, though, because I just recently wrote something that is very, very close to what you wrote, except without the astrology, because I know nothing about it. So I love hearing the astrology part. Now, I believe we have Stars Priestess Candy on the line, and she would like to share a story. So let's move on to her.
Okay,
hi,
Priestess
everyone.
Candy, it's all yours. Go ahead and tell your story.
Awesome. I'm so honored to be on the show today, and thank you for having me. Ever since I was in existence, I can always remember being able to connect with those in the beyond. And one of the examples from my very early childhood was when we moved into the house my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, had built for his parents. And I never, unfortunately, I never got to meet them while they were alive, but I did get to meet them. We hadn't been in this house very long at all, and one night, I was in my bedroom, and this see-through old man and a woman just came. They were just appeared in my bedroom, and they started speaking to me and telling me they were my great-grandparents, and that my grandfather, their son, had built this house for them, and that they had lived and died there, and how they were expecting me and told me they loved me, and that I could live there as long as I chose to live there. Well, the next day I got up and I told my parental units, and they didn't seem too surprised. And a few days later we went to see my grandfather at his house. And I asked him, Papa, did you build the house we live in for your parents? And he just looked at me with like a reaction of surprise. And he asked me, did your mother tell you that? And I said, no, my great-grandparents told me that. And he just looked at me with this knowing look. He didn't say anything, but he just had this knowing look in his eyes. And he hugged me, which was unusual for him because he wasn't a very affectionate person at all. But he hugged me, and he said, yes, I did build this for them. And he said, this is where they lived, and this is where they died. And he paused, and he looked at me, and he said, please tell them I hope they're happy. And I told him, I said, okay, I will. And whenever we got ready to leave, he handed me a bouquet of flowers, which he had grown on his in his garden there, and he asked me to put them on their grave because our family graveyard was literally in the backyard of this house. So I did. But yeah, as long as I can remember, I have been able to connect with those in the beyond. I've connected with other ancestors of mine throughout my lifetime, and I was fortunate enough to be raised up in a family unit that really allowed me to be who I was and told me that I was the same. I didn't understand until I was older. They kept stressing, you're just like everybody else, and don't let anybody ever tell you you're different. And until I was about maybe 11 years old, I thought everybody could, you know, connect with those in the beyond and know what's going to happen before it happens and all those things. I've had experience where my grandmother, both of my grandmothers, actually, my maternal and paternal grandmother, nobody let me know when they passed. And they both came to me when they passed and let me know. Both of my grandfathers did the same thing. My step-grandfather did the same thing. And I wasn't around them. I didn't live in the same city or state. I didn't have constant contact with any of them whatsoever. I mean, I've done a few crossing of the bridge ceremonies, more commonly known as funerals. And some of them were really, really good friends of mine. When they passed, I wasn't around them, but they came to me and they let me know. And one of them, Gray Higgs, he actually came and helped me connect with a childhood friend of his that was a really good friend of his son's. And we connected after Gray's passing a couple of years later and actually was able to help Gray's son cope with Gray's passing, because his son really had a really hard time with it. And, you know, I get clients all the time asking me to connect with their loved ones who've passed and other people and this and that. And it's just, I open myself as a vessel of communication and just let it go. So, yeah, those are some experiences that I have had, and, you know, it's been something usual all my life. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's very interesting, and it's wonderful that you were brought up. Your parents obviously must have known, and it must be in your family that they were able to, this is Stars Maya speaking, that they were able to tell you, you know, you're no different than anyone else. So that was probably kind of a blessing, even though you are different than everyone else. Not everyone can do what you can do, of course. So that's a great story about your grandparents building the house for their parents and you knowing that at such an early age and your interactions with those that have crossed. That is a blessing, and I'm sure you bring a lot of peace to people and being able to do that.
Yes, actually, I've got quite a few clients who have actually said just what you just said, that have brought peace and understanding and just a total sense of sometimes closure for the client. I've had clients for years now that keep coming back to me to connect with the same people over and over and over. And this is one of the times of the year. This is one of the two times of the year, like, you know, the other advisors were saying earlier, that the veils are really open. And this is a very, very good time for us to connect with those in the beyond. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, whenever I eat dinner, I am going to set out plates for the people, you know, that I cherish and invite them to dinner with me. So
I do the same thing.
Really? Do you?
I do a dumb supper every year. Yeah, this is Stars Caitlin. And every Samhain, we do a dumb supper, and we sit out pictures, and we cook favorite foods, and we honor our ancestors that way. And we always get a crowd. And it's great. It's a great celebration. It's such a positive, beautiful energy.
It is. It is such an awesome experience for, you know, to open it up and just let them come and visit and, you know, interact, because those that can feel, you know, and can connect, they do. They get a lot of enjoyment out of that time of year. But I want to thank you guys for letting me share on the air.
Well, thank you for sharing. That was great.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again.
And
thank you, Candy. Now I'm back in the chat room. That chat room is really hopping, I want to tell you.
That's awesome. I want to thank everybody who joined us tonight on the show, whether you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio page, if you're in the chat, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on one of the Facebook modules, or one of the Twitter modules. I want to thank everybody who's joined us tonight. And starspsychics.com, find all of our wonderful stars there. I mean, we are all literally hand-chosen, and we are honest above all things. And you know, if you want a really, really honest and good interaction with different abilities, we have it. No matter what it is, we all have different abilities, and you can just go through, read our profiles, and pick which one jumps out at you or the service that you're seeking. And I'm going to go ahead and get off the phone, and you guys, I'm going to be in the chat.
Thanks, Candy, so much, and we'll see you in the chat. Okay, I'm back. This is Stars Cast. Let's see, we are 11 minutes after 8 o'clock here. I guess I could share something if everybody would like to hear what I have to say.
Not really
spooky things. I don't know if anybody's ever, this is something that did happen to me. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of the three knocks of death. It's kind of an eerie thing. But years ago when they had funeral parlors and when those who had passed were actually in their living room and the people came to see them, usually several nights before, somebody in that house would actually hear three knocks on the wall. And I've known that most of my life, I think even when I was a little girl, and I never paid attention to it, but it happened to me last year, and I didn't believe it. I mean, I thought, oh, no, I can't be hearing this. No. Well, of course, it was about my husband, and but it does happen, and I don't know if many, have any of you stars ever heard of that before?
I've heard of a different variation of that sort of thing, but it's always something that you hear.
Yes. I forgot about it, actually, and so that was kind of like a warning, and it just means that somebody is coming for someone, and so, of course, I knew what it meant right away, and so that wasn't it's not really a great experience to have unless it's somebody that's not in your immediate family, you know. That's really the only thing that ever happened other than that huge crystal that came to me during the night, and I think I've told all my stars about it. I don't know. I woke up and my room was glowing, this golden color. I was very ill at the time. I was not, of course, doing what I'm doing now. I worked in a tennis club. But I got really sick, and the room was this golden yellow, and I kept looking at the ceiling, thinking, where's this light coming from? And, you know, of course, I sat up, opened my eyes, blinked my eyes. I looked back behind me, and on the wall was a crystal about 6 feet, and that's where the glow was coming from. You know, the color alone, as my stars will attest to, is usually for healing, that color, that yellow. But I knew it meant something else because I had to see it. if I would have been asleep, I would have been healed anyhow. You know what I mean? I didn't really need to see it, but I did need to see it. And I think what it did for me is it set me on the direction of where I am today, actually, because then I met some other people who were readers. I headed up this big organization. I was the keeper of the money. Does that surprise you? And, you know, I did all that, and but it was the most magnificent thing that ever happened to me, other than Jesus coming to me in my dream with his apostles. So without that, I'm not going to continue on because I don't want to hog the show. Stars Maya, whenever you're ready, we're about quarter after the hour here. I have seven people waiting to get readings, so I'm going to let all of you, the three of you, decide what you would like to do when you would like to start taking the readings. It's up to you.
Okay. Well, this is Stars Maya, and I've pretty much finished, I think, with what I wanted to share this evening, and that, you know, I believe that we are what we think, and we think what we are. So with that in mind, there's a million ways, as we've heard this evening, there's so many different ways to celebrate Halloween. Celebrate it in your way, and I wish you all joy and happiness in that sharing or that tradition that you take part of. And be sure to be mindful, as Stars Caitlin pointed out, of this month, which I also agree is a very intuitive month, and it's important that listeners follow their gut instincts and pay extra close attention to whatever that may be, whether it's a feeling of not going somewhere, of going somewhere, of making a change, of letting go, of grabbing on, whatever it is, pay attention and just keep in mind whether we're talking about curses or karma or negative energy or positive experiences, angels, just I think I would like to leave you with the most important thing you can do is to think about yourself and what you're projecting and how you're handling your day and your life, whether you're doing it in a positive or negative way, because regardless of all the rest, that's going to be the biggest factor in your life is how you see your life and your future. And with that, I'm ready to move on to calls. We'll go to Stars Caitlin Claire and then to Stars James to see what their final thoughts are.
Okay, this is Stars Caitlin, and again, I'd like to wish everyone a happy New Year's Eve if you celebrate Samhain. My hat's off to my fellow pagans. This is a time of celebration, and even if you're not a pagan practitioner, you can certainly utilize this beautiful time and this great energy that's happening right now astrologically to connect with your loved ones, whether it's through prayer, meditation. You can do a little, you know, dumb supper like I do and invite everybody over to enjoy a meal. Be charitable. You know, it's a great time to, you know, help, you know, the animals that are in need. This is a dangerous time for critters. Some people like to do bad things to them. So donating or giving some food or some time to a pet rescue. I belong to a great one, and we always do a food drive this time of year, you know, to make sure that all the foster animals are taken care of. Or even if you have some leftovers from your Samhain feast, what we like to do is we like to give it to the homeless, and they get some nice, hot, fresh Irish stew made with some Guinness and some other goodies. So at that, you know, remember this is a time of not fear but celebration, and, you know, just really embrace your family during this time.
Thank you, Stars Caitlin Claire, and Stars James, you're the last one, and we'll move on to take calls.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to, I certainly appreciated the Samhain and the Halloween and all of that, but it is also, in my tradition, it is also All Saints Day, not nearly as old as Samhain. Or some of the traditions of Halloween, only about 1,400 years ago. It was established in the Christian church that All Saints Day was going to be a holiday, and it's actually the day after Halloween, November 1st. And so just in closing, one of my favorite teachers who is canonized saint is St. Francis of Assisi, patron saint of animals, known for that, but also probably one of the most profound spiritual thinkers and practitioners that I consider having the most influence in my life. And so I have two quotes that I think kind of go with some of the things that we were talking about, especially related to our different expressions of our inner spiritual light and inner spiritual experience. So that's the first one that I wanted to kind of quote him on. And it's this. He says, "So precious is a person's faith in God, so precious. Never should we harm that, because God gave birth to all religions." And so that just really resonates with me. And it is, we really are essentially saying the same thing, even though we have different perspectives on our experiences and what those experiences mean. Ultimately, deep down, you know, when we're coming from a place of light and we're coming from a place of love, really deep down, we're kind of going in the same direction, or we are going in the same direction. And I love it that we have such different perspectives, because I wouldn't want it to be just one perspective. I really think that it's important to honor other traditions and kind of point the way towards light and towards love and towards truth and whatever resonates with you as truth. Because I think that, you know, if someone has a relationship with the divine, and it's bringing them to higher evolutionary consciousness, that's really all that matters. You know, that really, to me anyway, that's all that matters. The second quote, because we mentioned light and dark, and it is a time that we kind of focus on that as well, or we kind of think about that sort of thing. We have a lot of, dark horror-type movies and shows on television and see it in the media a lot. But this is my perspective on that, and I do consider myself a light worker as well. And so this is another quote from St. Francis of Assisi. All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. And when I'm working with people, that's one of the things that I say is, you know, once we turn on the light, there's no cosmic battle between the light and the dark. The dark's just gone because it's a higher vibrational frequency. You flip that light switch on, you light the candle, and you can see. And that's one of the things that I focus on in my own practice. So those were the things, and kind of giving a shout-out for, since I am from the Christian tradition, for All Saints Day as well, even though I've certainly appreciated. Halloween to me has been more of a commercial thing. I don't know a lot about Samhain. I have read books that have referenced it, and I know a little bit, but not so much that I make it a part of my own personal spiritual practice. But since I've had so much influence by the writings or the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi, I kind of wanted to throw that out there since it is All Saints Day in a couple days. So that's my final thought.
Yeah, thank you, Stars James, because that was on my mind, and I failed to mention it, and I'm so glad that you did, because that's important to me, too. So I guess those were great quotes and great way to end the topic show tonight. So let's move on to our callers. How exciting.
Okay, I've got our first caller. It's going to go to you, Stars Maya. His name is Eric. Let me connect him. We've got a lot tonight, which is awesome. You should see this chat room, how many people in there. It's unreal. Okay, but hold on. I'm so excited. Hold on. Here's Eric. Hi,
hello.
Eric. You're
hello,
live
Stars
on the
Maya.
Air
hello,
with Stars
Natalie.
Maya. Hi. Go ahead and ask Stars Maya your question.
Well, Halloween is also about near my birthday, and I just wanted to know if you see anything standing out that might be coming up in my new birthday year that really sticks out, that's hopefully good.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Eric. And my guides actually show me that birthdays are transitional periods, and sometimes they can be good, sometimes they can be bad. And as you know, unlike Stars, Caitlin Clare, I don't use astrology. But, yes, you are coming out of a place of being kind of stuck and being a little bit caught, and it may not occur the first week. Your energy might be a little bit low right now. So pay attention to, my guides are saying, pay a little close attention over the next week to chest congestion and chest colds, anything like that. Be sure and be seen, because that could easily go into an infection. You don't have anything like that right now, do you?
Not at this moment, but I am a little run down because I've been working on a big project, and so I'm talking at home. So I've been pretty run down. I'm not saying I'm sick, but I'm just tired, and so that makes me very vulnerable, I guess, to
exactly.
You know, if
Right.
And then we have this.
Yes, your energy is very low, and that's kind of normal. But just my guides are just letting you know that you are a little run down, and so if you get something that gets in your chest, it's not a time for you to say, I'm too busy to go to the doctor. And I'm not saying that you're going to get sick. It's just keep in mind that if that occurs, that this is not a time to put it off and say, I'll get some NyQuil, I'll be fine. It needs, attention if that comes up. So what's coming up for you is a lot of great things. Career-wise, I'm not going to say that I see a total change for you, but I feel like within the organization or what you do, because I almost feel like there's an organization, but yet you're almost some type of independent. There's an independence part there too. So that's a little confusing to me, but I hope that will make sense to you. And
well, yes. I do have a full-time job, but I am also looking to do my own thing, launch my own business on the side, which
perfect.
I hope eventually will become something. So that's
perfect.
Probably what you're seeing exactly.
Yes, and that is going to be successful. And so any decisions that need to be made, wait till after your birthday. November is going to be a great time. A lot of opportunities that are going to be connected with this business, this entrepreneur, are going to come almost to, I know things don't literally fall from the sky, but opportunity is really going to be in every direction that you look. So keep your eyes, my guides are saying, eyes wide open and be open to everything, because there's going to be people coming into your life and for a lot of different reasons, lessons. And I also feel that a lot of the past, you do carry a lot, I feel like, a lot of things about the past. November, also, I see it as a time for reflection. So be careful that you don't get caught in reflecting to a point of, wishing you had done things different. Instead, let that be a lesson and move forward. And I'm feeling, so this business is going to take off, and it should take off the end of this year, and by 2014, should you so desire, it can be full-time for you. It can definitely be financially stable for you and be something that can support you. So if you wanted to quit your job, you would certainly be able to do that. But it's also going to open a lot of other doors. And love is coming up for me, so I'm not sure if you're in a relationship.
No, but there is someone I've been trying to get, and her name is Victoria, but I don't know if it's that person or it's somebody else new.
I feel that you and Victoria have lessons to learn from each other, and I don't feel that it's finished, but what I'm being shown is that early in 2014, by early I mean by March, I feel like someone new is going to come, and you're actually going to be a new person. This is a metamorphosis year for you. This birthday is a very significant birthday, and it's going to bring about a lot of changes. So when we talked earlier, hopefully you listened, and I mentioned about we have a core self and we have an external self. You've kind of been on autopilot because of the demands of your job and starting the business. You mentioned being run down. And so there is a slight disconnection with the world that I'm feeling and with your emotional self and your intimate self. And all this is going to really just rush through, and it's probably going to begin around mid-November, and it's going to just continue to get stronger and stronger. So what you're going to find is you're going to find the new improved you, the person that you need to be, the potential that you have the ability to reach. So I see a lot of positive things. My guys are telling me that Victoria is not going to end up being a life partner, but that there is a life partner that you are going to meet again early in 2014. The business is going to be good, and there's a lot of other opportunities that may seem small, but just like friendships and social opportunities. And I also feel like there's a family member. My guides are telling me there's a family member that you have not been on good terms with, and they're telling me that that relationship is going to be reconciled, if not the end of this year, the beginning of 2014.
Wow, wonderful. That was a extremely detailed reading. Thank you so much, Maya.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you, and hang in there, sweetie. You're going to feel better real soon, I promise.
And I look forward to it all. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. Stars, Caitlin, are you there? Oh, did
Uh-oh.
I lose Caitlin? Caitlin, are you there? Caitlin, are you there? Yes. There
yes.
You are. Okay. I have Yana on the phone, Y-A-N-A. Let me connect you with her. Hold on. Yana,
Hello?
You have Stars Caitlin Claire on the air. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hi, yes. I was just trying to see what do you see in the forecast for me coming up, you know, because I've been kind of, like, stressed about one little particular situation, and I'm trying to, you know, get some remedy, but I was just trying to see what do you see resolving that situation.
Okay. Hi, Yana, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
What is your sun sign?
What is my something? I had wrote a letter to somebody, so I was just trying to see if they was going to respond back to it. And, yeah, I just been kind of, you know, waiting on that. So, yeah, because if they don't respond, then I'll have to write another letter to somebody else. So, yeah. So
right. What's the date of your birth so I can look up your sun sign?
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you said something else. Okay, January 23rd.
All right, January 23rd makes you an Aquarius.
Yes.
So let's take a look at Aquarius and what's going on with you. You really need to expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
You're going to get some unexpected news. And for you right now, I'm showing for you to reach your highest potential right now, and I'm showing this in regards to a past relationship, is that you need to take some downtime and stop putting so much energy into this past relationship because it's not allowing you to move forward. However, you are coming into a period of rebirth, but you have to trust your gut. You really have to trust what's coming up for you. The foundations that you've built are going to bring you a lot of bounty. You've got the Six of Discs, which is literally bounty, based on the Three of Wands, which is the foundation. So whatever you have built will come to pass, and you're going to come into this period of light and rebirth. However, you're not trusting your own intuition enough. And I do see some clinging onto the past here, and I do see some disharmony in a past relationship, which is kind of clouding your judgment for a relationship that really has potential right now. So you need to trust your gut. And there's, like, this really great guy who's sitting here. He's the King of Swords, and he's super smart, intelligent, and will give you what you need, but you're still coming from a place of fear. You're scared that this one's going to lie to you, pull the wool over your eyes. There's a big sense of mistrust that I'm picking up. However, you know, you do have opportunities coming. And again, you know, you've got a romance card, which is just rocking here. You've got the Lovers based on initiation. So this is going to be something new. But you have to trust what's in the past is in the past. So the sooner that you're able to let go of that, the sooner these new opportunities and this potential, which is literally hovering right over you with the Page of Wands, is going to come into fruition.
Oh, I don't want to let go of the past.
I know it's hard, but you know what? You are literally on the threshold of such great things, and you're going to let go of this stuff once and for all, and it's going to bring in this great new relationship and all these new opportunities. It's going to put an end to the suffering that you've been carrying around on your shoulders all this time, and your whole creative world, your imagination is just going to open up. You are the Queen of Swords, and you rule things like the imagination and creativity. Your ideas are really great, but it's time to take the weight off your shoulders and let it go, because then you know, you're going to get the answers and all these things. The rivalry is going to end. This feeling of constantly being beaten down and defeated is going to end.
Right.
So the guy's there, and I mean, you anything is possible for you right now. And the lady blesses it.
That was really deep. Yeah, that was, I guess that was what I was looking for. Yeah, so I thank you and I appreciate it. I'm going to let somebody else.
Pleasure. Oh. It's my pleasure. All right. You for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Yana. And be sure to go to starspsychics.com for an in-depth reading with any of my stars that I have there. And you're welcome to continue listening to the show. And I will contact you. If I've gotten your email address, you will get in the drawing. And so right now I'm going to go on to our next caller. Stars James, are you there?
I am.
Okay. I have Tim. Let me connect you with Tim here. Tim, you're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, James. Just a general reading. What kind of, is there any changes at work or a love life or travel for anybody that you want to, that's trying to send me a message?
Sure. So just yeah. whatever I get, you're ready for. Okay. All right. So give me just a moment here. All right. Well, related to your current life cycle, I sense that you've been kind of seeking more wisdom, likely related to maybe your own spiritual path or spiritual awakening, or kind of tapping into maybe not necessarily a religious connection, but tapping into more wisdom-type teachings. And this is actually influencing your life cycle right now. When I do a general reading, I kind of just look at the energy around you right now and where I see you going over the course of the next 3 months. So let's just look at that. I actually sense too that right now your major life lesson is related to manifestation. It's related to how your internal energy or how what's going on inside of you emotionally and your emotional connectedness to that, it really does create the world around you and create your experiences. That's the life lesson that you're in right now. You're going to really you're moving away from energies related to fear. Which are the lower vibrational energies, which do still draw in manifestation. It just draws in manifestation a lot slower, which is a good thing. The lower energies draw in manifestation slower. The higher energies like gratitude, love, consciousness, like Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or meditative states, that draws in energy. That draws in manifestation very quickly. But I do see you moving from a place of fear. Specifically related to things that you've lost in the past. And I don't necessarily think that this is all relationship-oriented. I think that it could be maybe some things related to your career that you kind of allowed, and I think it was kind of a distant past thing, that you kind of allowed be an undercurrent of, you know, where you've been going and what you've been doing. Specifically related to maybe anxiety or fear, though. That's kind of going away over the course of the next 3 months, and it's specifically related to a whole new attitude that you have about life and about the present moment. One thing that I'm getting specifically, you're surrounded by spiritual energy right now in terms of, like, the angelic realm, and one of the messages that I'm getting for you and what they're helping you with is creating an more of an interaction or more of an attitude where you're grateful about what you have right now, because that's going to be a catalyst to gaining what you desire in the future. And so that's one of the biggest shifts that's related to this this life lesson right now, is developing, like, the attitude of gratitude, which I don't really like catchphrases. I'm just not, like, the catchphrase guy. But what I would do right now, and I think that this is what they're trying to communicate with you right now, or communicate to you right now, is look at where you're at and at least find 3 to 5 things to be truly, truly grateful for every day. And I'm not talking about things like, you know, you're grateful that you have a bed to sleep on and a roof over your head. That would be great if you were homeless for the past 3 months. No, these are you know, actual life experiences that are new and new energy for you. So kind of take some time, and even if they're small things, take some time and focus on those. And where this is leading you to, is a place of abundance. I see mostly related to your life cycle right now, it's about finances. I don't see a lot with relationships, but I do see you coming into an increase related to your finances, maybe even some new business opportunities. Have you been kind of seeking new business opportunities now, or, you know, maybe even contemplating or considering movement in terms of your career?
Always open to it.
Always open to it. Absolutely. That's a great attitude. I actually see some fulfillment there, and I really sense that the under current of fear or anxiety, that since that's going away, that's what's opening up this new door for you. And it's going to be very specific, and I believe that by the end of the 3 months, you're going to see a transition in your career, that you'll actually see those things. I actually see you moving very quickly as well in relationship to your finances. So the increase is coming very quickly. Let's see.
Is it a change in career, or can you go a certain?
You know, I don't necessarily. I believe it's new opportunity, and it may even be opportunity outside of what you're doing right now, but not hindering you from doing what you know, maybe something that you can add on that's not going to take up an extraordinary amount of your time or a lot of your time. Okay. I think that it's more along the lines of new opportunities that will eventually grow probably into an entirely new path, because it will be something that you resonate with a lot more, because it will be related to the positive energy that manifested it to begin with. So what's happening is it's actually getting those things moving. But I really think it will be a financial increase, but it's not going to start out as, you know, somebody calling you up and saying, hey, I have this job, and it's, you know, it's 40 hours a week, and it's great, and it's double what you're making. I don't think it's that. I think it is small, maybe projects, or maybe some, follow your intuition on this, maybe some creative ideas that you have in business, maybe just some small opportunities that will allow you to increase your financial state right now, and then that increasing to the point where it would be a shift in your career, something that you resonate with more, and something that too, I for some reason I'm just getting a sense that you I don't want to sound judgmental in this, so give me just a second. I have to think of a diplomatic way of saying this. I just don't feel that the opportunities that you have right now, I don't feel like you're maximizing your full potential. And that's one of the things that I see shifting, is you will have the opportunity to maximize that potential, which is going to be an extraordinary change for you. Now, I don't necessarily see that happening in the next 3 months, but the next 3 months is the time frame when these things are really going to start flowing for you. That's the major shift in energy for you right there.
Okay.
All right. Well, and thank you, sir, for calling.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for calling.
Yeah.
I've got six more callers. If you'd like an in-depth reading with Stars, James, you can always go to Stars, STARZ, like in zebra, psychics.com, and I'm sure he'd be happy to continue talking to you. Thank you so much for calling, and you're welcome to listen.
Thank you.
And I believe you are in the drawing. I think I have your name here.
Yes.
So, yes, I've got it. So you're good to go. Okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Oh, you're welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have quite a few callers here, so I guess we have to keep this as brief. We're going on quarter two here. So, Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I have Anna. Let me connect you with Anna here. Hi, Anna. You're live on the air with Stars. Maya, go ahead and ask your one question.
Hi, Maya. This is Anna. I was wondering, I lost my husband like 4 years ago, and I wanted to know if there will be love in my life again.
Hi, Anna, and I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Yes, there will be love. As StarsCast told us, we have to keep our answers brief. But actually, your husband, he's saying that the best way that you can honor what you had with him is to have love. So it's time for you. I feel that you've been through your process now, and you might be a little bit stuck, but you're working through that. And so I'm feeling the new year is going to bring in new love, and this will be a life partner relationship. You will, I hate to use the word, you know, die, but this will be a lifetime relationship, and it will be a great balance between the two of you and a great love. So the only thing that you need to do is let go, and you've completed pretty much the healing and grieving process, and see this as an honor to what you had with your husband. Again, I'm sorry for his loss, and be sure and take invitations and get yourself out there, because they're not going to come knocking at your door, so you do have to put yourself out there. I know, I wish they would drop from the sky. That would be so much easier.
Yeah. Can you tell whether he's younger?
I don't really get a sense. If anything, I feel that he's around your age. His energy feels very vibrant to me, so that could indicate being younger, or it could just indicate his way of thinking. I really don't believe that age is that important. It's just a number that we're given. It's our energy. You can take someone that's 50 years old, and you would think that they were 40, and you can take someone 40 years old, and you would think they were 70. So what I can tell you is that you're going to be happy, and that this is going to be a strong friendship with physical attraction. So all the components are there. He's got a lot of life experience, so he's got the maturity to offer you what you need. And I'm sorry we have to keep it short, but remember, you can always come to Star Psychics.
Have I met him yet?
I don't believe that you have met him yet, no. It feels someone brand new, brand new in your life. You have not met him face-to-face, I will say that. So with that, if you'd like to do a further reading with myself or with any of the stars at Stars Psychics, please be sure to stop by, and God bless you, and thank you for your call, Anna.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now I have another one here, and it's going to be for you, Caitlin, and her name is Selena. Isn't that a pretty name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Selena, I have Stars Caitlin on the air for you. You can ask your one question.
Hi. You could just do a general read. That would be great. Thank you.
Sure. What's your astrological sun sign?
It's Gemini.
Okay, Miss Gemini, let's see. Well, Mercury, of course, is going retrograde, and do you work in accounting or have anything to do with banks or other people's money?
No.
Well, an inheritance might be coming your way, and it might be tied up. Otherwise, you have a lot of activity in the unseen. Now, as for a general reading, and you got to love Mercury retrograde, I do see romantic opportunity coming up. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Well, you're probably going to be in one soon, because we have the Lovers come up for you, and it's going to be just the thing you need to reboost your emotions. It's going to lift you up. After your past relationship, which did not end so very well, because I'm showing the Three of Swords, which is discord, with the Knight of Discs, which represents husbandry, who you thought was going to be the one, not so much. This next one is definitely a better choice for you. However, you cannot force this relationship.
Okay.
I also am showing a little bit of you're really needing to be tight with the finances right now. But you have to trust that, you know, the things that you're putting your action and creativity in right now are going to pay off. So the money situation is definitely going to change for the better. You need to let go of the past, though. You two are coming up with the Six of Cups reversed, which is nostalgia. We're clinging too much to the past, and we cannot move forward and greet these new opportunities until we let go of the past. And you really need to trust your intuition and your gut, and you're going to find yourself in a couple situations where you may have to bite your tongue just to lay an issue to rest. And this may happen over the holidays. So if somebody at a family gathering says something that rubs you the wrong way, bite your tongue and walk away. Otherwise, it could really get explosive. But creatively, You know, save up your energy and know that, that coming up, that love is definitely going to be in the air for you within the next month or two at the very least. And you have, you know, a new relationship, which could be a very long-lasting one coming up.
Okay. All right. I don't have any relatives here in the area, in the state. But I do have a lot of stuff going on in my life right now.
Yeah, you're a busy girl. Yeah, you just need to trust.
Okay, thank you, Selena. We've got to move on. I'm not even going to get
to
all the callers. We're going to try. But please go to starpsychics.com if you'd like a more in-depth reading, and we'd love to have you there. Okay, who do I have? I have Amanda. Stars James, are you there?
I am.
Okay, here's Amanda. Amanda, go ahead and
ask
Stars James your one question. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So my question is about job opportunities. Do you see anything in regards to a job?
So you're looking just for, like, career, what's – you need a job and you're just looking for information on kind of when and what's going on? Sorry,
yes.
You're kind of muffled. I didn't really hear what you said, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, just the job, career stuff.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right, absolutely. Let me look at this real quick. Just a moment. Absolutely, there are opportunities coming for you. Now, I don't really get a sense, like, maybe there may be opportunities to gain finance, maybe in a temporary position over the course of the next couple of months. But I think that, like, a job, like a employment type job, that's long term and full time. I don't believe that's coming right away. I think that's likely coming the beginning of 2014. Okay, so look, I mean, like, make sure that you're putting yourself out there for maybe even temporary type things to get you through this moment, because there's definitely a source of income for you over the course of the next few months. So I'm not too concerned about that. One thing, though, one message that I'm getting, and I kind of see this in your energy body as well, make sure that you do whatever you can to increase your confidence in yourself about a position. Let me see here. One thing that I'm sensing that you do when it comes to interviews, or you feel like you're not competent enough, but you're absolutely competent enough to do, you know, whatever job that obviously if you're applying to be a doctor at a hospital and you're looking for, you know, some sort of residency there, that's not going to work out for you very well. But you know, as long as it's in your realm of experience, I believe that you're very competent. And you know, you have a lot of knowledge that's useful for business. So don't sell yourself too short, and make sure that you maybe even write out your skill sets, and so that you have them firm in your mind, so that you can enter into things like interviews with confidence. Because I think that's one thing that's hindered related to career. So that would be my advice, and I definitely see something coming for you. And I don't see you struggling and not having money over the course of the next few months either. So that's just good to know as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for coming to see us tonight. And do go to StarPsychics.com for an in-depth reading. And I think I have your email address. Yes, I do. So you'll be in the drawing. No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Stars Maya, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to get Yvonne, and we have, like, only 8 minutes, so I have, I have two more after her, but I don't think we're going to get to all of them, but let's get started here. This is Yvonne.
Yes.
Yvonne, you have
Hi.
Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Okay, I just want to know, me and my brother live with my mother, and we do not get along. Me and my brother do not get along. Do you see one of us moving out anytime soon?
Yvonne, yeah. The family situation and dynamics is really toxic for everyone. And what my guides are advising is they're telling me that you're in a stronger situation emotionally, spiritually, and possibly even financially, or you will be if you're not at this moment. And they're suggesting that you take the bull by the horns and make a move because it's not going to work. And I feel like it's creating a lot of friction and hardship on your mother, and my guides are telling me that's not good for her health. So you need to start doing whatever preparations are necessary so that you can move out, as opposed to just sitting and waiting and hoping something magical occurs. Not, and I didn't mean that in a rude way. I just mean that what I'm being shown is that the opportunity and, you know, start preparing, start doing what needs to be done, and take the initiative, because it seems like you're going to be the one. You need to be the leader in this situation, and it'll be a much better and healthier relationship both with you and your brother and your mother. So I wish you the best. This is going to happen, and you will be able to make it happen. And I'm getting within 3 months time frame. I wish you the very best, Yvonne. I'm sorry we need to move on, but feel free to contact me or any of the other star psychics if you'd like to get more in-depth with that. God bless you, and thank you so much for your call, Yvonne.
Thank you so much, you guys. Bye.
Okay, I guess we're going to have time for probably one more. I have one more after that, but she knows that she might not be taken tonight. Okay, let me make the connection. Caitlin, are you there? Stars, Caitlin, are you there?
Yes,
Stars,
I'm here.
Caitlin, are you there? Okay,
yes, I'm here.
I keep losing you, don't I? I've got you on two lines.
I don't know.
Okay,
Radio hates me today.
Okay, I've got Lori on the air. Let me get her.
Okay.
Hi, Lori. You have Stars Caitlin on the air. You can ask her your one question.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. I know I've got changes coming, and there's a lot of I'm very open, and there's just a lot of I don't know. There's something going on. I mean, I can't put words to it. So maybe you can.
You have huge changes coming up, and it's going to affect your financial situation in a huge, great way. You have literally moved on from a past situation that wasn't generating very much abundance into your life, and right now you've got the Four of Discs. And the Two of Discs, which indicate a change in the fluctuation of fluctuating resources of, well, I go from feast to famine. Well, it's coming all to feast right now. Your health is actually blessed right now. Your creativity, and you've got fire with the King of Wands. So I'd say in all three aspects, between health, your creative pursuits, and the changes with that, and changes in relationship are all very positive. So expect an abundance of wealth because of the changes that you've recently made. You've literally put to rest these old ideas, and trusting your gut and going with your intuition and feeling that these changes are coming for you, they're all going to be positive. So expect more money, better health, creativity and fire, and some serious passionate romance. It's all good.
Yeah. I gave up on romance a long time ago.
Well, be prepared, because if you want it, it's there.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No,
thanks for calling.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Caitlin.
Caitlin. Okay, I'll be contacting you.
Great.
All right, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank
and
you.
Also, Lori, I've got you in the drawing, so maybe you'll win a reading from Stars Caitlin Clare. You never know, right?
Cool.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. We're about to close the show. It's at 8:58 right now, and I do want to thank everybody in the chat room and my wonderful Stars readers on the air, Stars Maya, Stars Caitlin Clare, Stars James. You know I can talk really fast, so I can get it all in within 2 minutes. Don't we all know that? Anyways, we had Stars Morningstar, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Priestess Candy. I had Stars Phoenix in, and it was wonderful. Okay, we're going to get kicked off of here. Thank you guys so much. I love all of you, and I will be talking to all of you soon.
Happy Halloween. Good night.
All right. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Good night. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Love you,
bye.
Too. Bye.
Hello?